Welcome to the second episode of the ELR Fancast. Today, I'd like to introduce my co-hosts.
Vino, and that's me, and I'm awesome. Praise me.
I am Sleepwalkers.
Yeah, Sleepwalkers is new to us, and we tried to get him on last time, but for some reason, Max didn't like him. Wonder why.
That's right.
And I would be...
I'm here now.
Your helpful village idiot, Mike Soul. Alright, anyways. Yeah. So, Vino, what are we talking about today? I've heard a couple different things.
We're talking about the Commission of the Long Long Dong Dong.
Commission of the Thing of the Ding Dong Ding Dong Dong?
Yes, the Commission of the Long Long Dong Dong.
I honestly think that probably Sleepwalker is the only person who can say it correctly without going Ding Ding Dong!
That's it. Say it with all your might. With all your might, with all your strength, with all your mind. Do it. Do it.
I don't think it takes up quite all of that. The commission to flong a dong, schlong, whatever. Of course, the one time I'm put on the spot, I screwed up. Sorry.
Yeah.
Foolish morals, you will all die in the purge. Just kidding. I have to say...
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. I mean, like, I thought I'd give a little bit of my thoughts about how Spidian's been doing so far on it. Personally, I think he's doing great. I love the second day. I think it was the second day or it was the third day. I'm not absolutely sure. But I love the picture he did of the Touch of Idyssey. As a D&D nerd, cracked up. I cracked up, guys. I couldn't stop laughing.
That was a really funny one, and I really like the artwork on that.
Oh my god. That was really classic, cool. Dude.
Anyway, so, Vino, I believe you took a long trip to the Nintendo World Store?
Oh, I'm going to the Nintendo World Store.
Going to? Okay.
I'm probably going next
year.
Yeah, they're holding the contest for the videos with the Punch-Out video should be in. But they have all the videos going on between the 19th and the 22nd of June, and I'm going there, which is going to be really, really
awesome.
So,
Vino.
Awesome.
Go ahead, dude. Please, go ahead. Yeah. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
All right. No, actually, what is the Nintendo World Store like? I mean,
it's basically, it's like if you were Shigeru Miyamoto and you died, it would be his heaven.
Okay, what it really is,
fair enough.
Well, that is kind of it's like heaven for it's a gamer's Nintendo's paradise.
If you're a Nintendo fanboy or you're under the age of 10, yeah, it's that kind of person's heaven. It's all Nintendo all the time.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, Vino's probably going to go show everybody his Mudkips. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, dear Lord.
I wouldn't show my Mudkips, but I'd show my Torterras. Oh. All right, well,
everybody who doesn't play Pokemon, such as myself, what the fuck, mate, in English next time?
Okay. Well, they do have, like, two Pokemon kiosks. They also have a DS circle with, like, 20 DSs. They have a Wii place to play Wii, and it's just seriously awesome.
So Pokemon is something that has totally flown over my head. I don't get the fascination with it. Like, it was popular when I was in, like, fifth grade, and that's coming from a 19-year-old. And What the hell is the deal with the Pokemon?
Basically,
I don't get it.
Basically, this is how I see it. All right, dude, Sleepwalker, it was the same for me. I was sixth grade for me because I'm 20. But I'm bumped. Yeah. Anyway, I see it as like this. Basically, they rehash the game again and again in order to get the young market every time like a new generation comes around. Or not new generation, but like every like 3 or 4 years, they have like you and me got out of it. Then they made like gold and silver and got the kids who were our age into it.
Yeah.
And then they got out of it. Then they made like diamond or was it Emerald and Ruby, and they got done, and now they're
like
Diamond and Pearl, baby. You know you want
it. I laid down a lot. Okay, so all right, there were red and blue, and then they came out with yellow, and then they went to gold, silver, and then they came out with crystal, and then they did, what was it?
Didn't they do something about leaves and?
Then they made the old ones.
There's another generation after that, which included emerald. It was emerald, sapphire, and ruby. Then they came out with leaf green, fire red, and water blue, and something. And then now we have diamond and pearl. But one time I went to Chinatown in New York City, that's kind of where I live by. I went to Chinatown, and they had Pokemon Purple, Pokemon Black, and Pokemon White.
Yeah, those were hack-roms, by the way. Anywho.
Oh, those were real.
They're not real, dude.
They're
real. Sorry.
They're magically delicious.
And now Vino is lucky.
Wait. Yes, I am quite lucky.
Uh-huh. No. As in the Lucky Charms mascot, Lucky the Leprechaun.
Oh.
You know, that's so dumb.
Dude, but I'm pumped.
Okay, whenever you buy a box of Lucky Charms, do you think about the mascot, or do you think about the awesome marshmallowy goodness that awaits you inside?
I think about the awesome marshmallowy goodness that waits for me inside.
Exactly. The mascot for cereals don't matter.
What about Captain Crunch, though? Like, Captain Crunch sells his entire cereal brand. So Captain Crunch would just be...
Yeah, actually, he does.
Would be like cement bits that rip up the roof of your mouth.
Exactly.
It's the blood that gives it the flavor.
Oh my god, Vino. That was so wrong at least 10 different levels.
Tastes like penny.
It tastes like
tastes
burning.
Like broken glass.
Burning.
Tastes like broken glass.
To which my father replied, well, at least it didn't taste like purple.
Actually, purple can taste good sometimes. I don't know why.
See, that went right over Vino's head. He doesn't even understand that was an LSD joke at all.
But I'm pumped. All right,
No.
Sleep, what was your favorite commission of the Longodon picture drawing?
Honestly, I have not been keeping up with it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
All right, while I talk about mine,
go for it.
Do it really, really quickly. You don't gotta watch. Okay. Just look at the pictures. My favorite is Blackwing because it is awesome. Like, if you look at him, it's like this awesome dual wielding warrior with black wings, and I can explain more as soon as I open the picture. And he's smoking and he's got black clothes on. He looks really, really cool. And I'll explain it that he made it look like the wings not have too much like drawing of the eye. And it looks incredibly awesome, and I'm stalling for time right now.
Let me just interject the fact that Vino is, in one of many ways, a aspiring douchebag starving artist. Yeah, anyway, moving on.
I forgot I should actually upload my other picture.
Does douchebag come with the territory, or is that something you have to strive for in terms of farming artists?
Sleepwalker, just think about how hotty all the artists always are. They're like, I am so much better than you.
No, I admit, I do kind of suck, but Obsidian made me want to draw really badly.
You know, Obsidian made me
I'm
not even going to make that joke. Oh, God.
Obsidian made me touch myself.
Obsidian almost made me make a PB Del Fuego joke. I almost made that joke.
That's a little much, man.
Yeah, come on, what are you doing?
You know what, I should really add that to my repertoire of really bad sounds. One of these days I'll do it.
Yeah, whatever.
And it will be so awesome that everybody will scream in joy. Enjoy! Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, another thing that that flew over my head, at least when it came out, was StarCraft. Did either of you play StarCraft?
Oh, God!
I really do want to pick it up.
Excuse me.
I don't know. I guess I've never just never been an RTS guy, but it just I never got into it, and I'm not excited whatsoever for StarCraft 2.
You know what, to be honest, I don't really have a lot of interest in them anymore, but back in the day I used to love them.
Well, I'm going to have a lot of time over the summer, and as soon as I'm done watching anime, which will never happen, but I will probably go back and play StarCraft 1. I see what
I
mean. Like,
not. I don't know. Maybe I should give it a shot. I don't know.
Actually, you'd probably pick it up at like $10 now at EB Games or something.
Or you could.
Darn it.
You could what?
Yeah.
You could suck. What?
Torrent it?
Nothing.
With a hoo hoo and a ha ha.
No. See, Mike never torrents anything. He's a good little boy. He buys tons of stuff and wastes
money. No. You look at this all the wrong way, Pino. See, I stimulate the economy. Well, you cause a recession.
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
Well, I'm downloading about $200 worth of, well, not $200, about, how much did you pay for your basketball series?
It was $150 total.
Okay, I'm downloading about $150 all at once. Which is pretty freaking awesome.
Wait, you can download money?
Essentially. I'm downloading Mike's money right now.
See, like, these guys think they're getting back at me by being like, well, you spent all this money on these anime things, but we've got them for free. Yeah, well, I'm stimulating the licensors to go buy more and bring it over here so that you'll want to get it. Yeah, so I'm helping you.
Okay, well, if it doesn't come out in English, I just wait for a fan sub.
Yeah, but it doesn't become big unless, like, the licensors are looking at the stuff.
Well, basketball never got really big.
Dude, you only know about it because I told you about it. Why did I tell you about it? Because I bought it.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. It never got that big.
That's what
big.
I'm saying, though. You would never know about this stuff.
Because Vino hasn't heard about it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, dude, you gotta understand, Z-Bucker. He's the model otaku. He has no life, he has no girlfriend, and he dresses up in weird costumes.
I only lost my girlfriend because you told me to.
I didn't tell you to. You already broken up with her after I talked to you the first time. I'm like, so how's it going? You're like, I just broke up with my girlfriend. I'm like, why? She was getting in the way of my anime.
No, she was not. And that's it. I said we
she
didn't
said
have
he was weird for dressing up like a gay ninja. I couldn't believe it. I was like, why would you dump a guy for being a gay ninja? Oh, wait, she dumped you for being gay, not being a ninja.
No. Yeah, it's not the ninja part.
She dressed up with me, too. Big cosplay parties. It was nice. They're nice.
What did I say about Borat in person?
See, I didn't say very nice, I like. See, I stopped myself.
Do you ever feel like developing that device that allows you to stab Vino through the internet? I sure do.
He's losing a fingertip.
He's losing an eyeball as far as I'm concerned. He may lose a testicle if he's not careful.
Well, no, if you take his eyeball off a cool iPad.
But then he'd be a pirate. That would, that would completely ruin his ninja life.
Would
be like, it's a pirate! Get him!
That would make me download more, because then I'd truly be a pirate.
Yeah, that would obligate him to download more.
He'd be like, well, why'd you download all that stuff that you weren't supposed to? Oh, well,
look at the iPad.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitch.
Jeez, Vino, why do you have that rudder on your... No, what is that? Joke got ruined. All right, forget it.
I couldn't remember what that
big, like, it's like the steering wheel on the ship, that big wheel. I wanted to say the rudder, but that's not right. It's the,
No, that's the thing below.
Yeah, I know.
That's for a bowler.
I just call it the wheel.
The wheels on the bus go around.
I was gonna try to make a running joke of the, why do you have that steering wheel on your crotch, Vino?
It's driving me nuts.
Exactly.
Yay, the joke has been continued. Shh. Anyway, we're coming. Well, we're not
closer.
Really coming, but anyway.
Whoa, speak for yourself, buddy.
What? Dude, what are you doing over there? And please don't tell me you're doing what I think you're doing.
Ew, images.
Images, they're flooding my mind. Ah, the burning, the goggles, they do nothing. They do nothing. Anyway.
Okay.
Anywho.
So,
I think we're pretty much done for the day, so I'm going to say we're signing off.
Yeah, as it's approaching 2 a.m. here.
Yep, 1:40.
And I can say with confidence that I am ashamed to put my name on this.
All right, well, signing off, this is Mike Soul.
Sleepwalkers.
All right.
Peace
out.
Bye. I love you. I miss
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We miss you long time, $75.
Night.
Take a minute.